When Arbinus died, the Persians tried to put a stop to the local unrest. Evidently, his weak rule gave rise to lots of people trying to gain independence from him. So the Persians decided to place Lycia under two local governors, men that were probably of Persian extraction. This situation, I suppose the Lycians saw it as worse than being ruled by a local leader, this caused another Lycian to revolt against the Persians, a man named Pericles. Now, Pericles, of course, is a name that you might know from Greek history, the great 5th century BC leader of Athens. Pericles of Lycia seems to be named after that great ruler. He was a man from an eastern Lycian city, a city called Limera. And Pericles was quite an able leader. He drove the Persians out and united Lycia under his own rule. Now, this was not a very long period of time. He seemed to have had control of Lycia for less than 10 years. But nevertheless, he was able to keep Lycia independent for one brief period of time. And during this time, he also minted interesting coinage, much like Cuperlia had 70 years earlier. The coinage of this Pericles was very, very striking in that, once again, the heads feature images of himself. Now, the heads here are not generic profile heads like we've seen before with Cuperlia or images of gods that are usually profiles. The heads of these coins show an image of Pericles himself staring outward with a full frontal face, with large, staring eyes, an open mouth, and fire-like hair flaming around his face. These are extremely unique and individual and seem really to reflect the actual appearance of this remarkable leader. So it would seem that these coins may well be the first actual portrait coins known from the ancient world. And again, portrait coins become very commonplace in later times as a way to show who is ruler, as a form of propaganda, but it seems like we see it first here in Lycia. Many of the coins on the reverse side show images based on Lycian mythology. And if you remember, I began this lecture talking about some myths that took place in Lycia. And one was this great hero, Sarpedon, who fought at the Trojan War. Now, the Lycians believed deeply in Sarpedon. He was one of their great heroes, and he was reputedly from the city of Xanthus and was reputedly buried there. Well, on these coins of Pericles, the coins that show his actual face on the front of the coin, the reverse of the coin actually show the hero Sarpedon. But the heads of Sarpedon are very individualistic and, in fact, look very much like the heads of the coin. And it's thought that Pericles actually put his own face on the image of Sarpedon on these coins, again, showing himself as a great warrior of mythical status who represents the great region of Lycia. Now, unfortunately, Pericles only ruled for about 10 years before he was driven out and probably killed by the Persians.